sunrise coming up at 6:46 this morning, Scott, and sunset at 6:48 this evening. Right now, the WAND-TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area. No rain anywhere in our listening area. There are some scattered showers in southern Illinois down around Golconda and Harrisburg. And Scott, that's a look at the weather.
Fabulous. Well, we have got Mike King in with us for his Thursday Herb Talk visit. And Mike, good morning. You brought pickles.
Could
you do me a favor?
Disclaimer first.
Do your disclaimer. Is that his?
No, that's
yours.
You're going to take your fork and pull one off of there and pull one off of there. That way you don't get contaminated.
I see. Okay.
It's COVID ruling.
I'm going to, you talk, and I'm going to eat this red one.
That's the red hot.
It's hot?
Cinnamon pickles. Well, cinnamon's warm. It's going to be really tangy and tart. Anyway, the following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. All right. Kathy's Kitchen items. We talked about them last week. Told you guys I'd bring in the lime pickles. I remember the lady across the street named Frida, she used to make them. We actually used to make them ourselves, but Kathy makes them now. So.
Yep.
They actually use lime that they use in concrete. They use lime to pickle the pickles. And those lime pickles. I remember my mom used to put them on, I don't know if you've heard of beef glacé d'Aubetac. It's a French marinated beef in a glacé.
Can't say I ever
and
had it.
She would take thin slices of that and put it on like a Hawaiian bread with just a little bit of mayonnaise and lime pickles. But lime pickles are good on like everything. They're very different, very tart. What do you think, Doug?
Now, I just tried, and these are made by Kathy's, right?
Yes.
I tried the lime and the cinnamon.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon's very good. The lime is very good. Mm-hmm. I like the cinnamon a little bit more, I think.
So you really like these. And on a cold turkey sandwich, maybe?
They're delicious. I don't put them on sandwiches. I eat them off on the side.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's just me.
Hot dog, hamburger, anything.
Yep.
Lunch meat.
You missed that I just had a ham sandwich for breakfast.
Yes, you could have put a lime pickle on it or had it on the side.
Lime pickle would be amazing, yeah.
So, it's Kathy's Kitchen and the what are they called, Scott? I can't read the label from here.
Well, these are basically just homemade, hand-packed. They do it like you did back in the old days, but the green ones are the lime pickles.
Very good.
The red ones are the cinnamon pickles.
And what does she call those?
Red cinnamon pickles.
A fancy name.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good, though.
Homemade, hand-packed, lime pickles. Do you know what the ingredients are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cucumber, sugar, vinegar, spices, lime, coloring, and a lot of hard work and pride. Sometimes they'll say a lot of love. She puts different.
And there's no MSG in it, no salt.
No, there's nothing.
MSG is salt, right?
No, MSG is actually from brown algae. It's an extract.
There wouldn't be any. There wouldn't be any of that.
Brown algae in there.
The cool part about this is that back in the day, like Paula's mom would make those. She doesn't make them anymore. But like my grandmother used to make them.
Right.
And so to know that you can still find these and that somebody's actually making them and selling them is pretty cool. But
we
ate a lot of those.
Do they have to be refrigerated?
Anything. Once you open them, But it's, like you said, Doug, no MSG, no artificial preservatives. And she's been an Illinois State Fair winner for over 30 years. And, of course, it's out of Virginia, Illinois, which is...
Hello.
So it's
Virginia, Illinois. Do we have listeners there?
Fairly local.
No.
Hello.
But in case. Hello.
But we do have listeners in Chicken Bristle.
Right.
But actually, it's a little after 6 in the morning and you're eating lime pickles, Doug.
That's really
good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, and we need to get you on the Brussels sprouts and then we'll be downtown.
Have another one.
Oh, he's going to eat another one.
The cinnamon.
Doug's eating another cinnamon.
The cinnamon.
Oh, my gosh, he really does like you. You can... Since we've opened that, you could take that home and share it and see who else likes it.
See if nobody else will eat it, I will.
Yeah, see if the family actually likes them or not.
Zero calories, right?
It's got sugar.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one of the nice things. It's got sugar in it.
Let's see, what is the calories on here?
Why don't you just shut up? You're ruining my whole morning.
Servings per container, 18 calories. Looks like 40.
See? No. Zero.
Yeah. And that's a few little pickles, so it's not very
40 has zero in it, right?
Right. Yeah. Does have a zero in it.
But they're an excellent addition to anything. I actually, the vinegar that's in here, I will use that, and it's all, you could almost use it as like a salad dressing or something too. Vinegar and oil, so you can
put it right on the salad.
Eat the pickles, and then the vinegar that's left over, you can use another
thing. Salad, yeah.
Salad, or even a lot of times, because barbecue sauces require vinegar. Sometimes I use the pickled
so
juice.
So Kathy's Kitchen products are available at Mary Mann in Decatur.
And last week we went through this huge listing, but she has everything from asparagus tips to the bread and butter pickles.
The asparagus tips are the bomb.
They are, yeah.
I mean, that if you don't want a dill pickle, but you want something along that line, the asparagus tips rock.
Now, where is she based out of?
Virginia, Illinois. So she's a local purveyor.
Scott, do we have any listeners in Virginia?
Virginia, Illinois. Hello.
In case anybody missed.
Yeah.
Well, her bread and butter pickles, if you like these lime and cinnamon pickles, her bread and butter pickles and her relishes.
Have you had bread and butter pickles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So you know what that is. Yeah.
Sorry, I got a drink in my mouth. Yes.
Okay. And I have not tried yet. We just brought them in. These are new, the apple pie moonshine preserves and the peach moonshine preserves. And we actually had a customer that noticed that we carried Kathy's line, and we've added that. But I don't know. It looks like we've got about 40, I don't know, Doug. What do
you
think? 40, 50 different. Yeah. Corn cob jelly, chow chow.
Corn cob jelly.
Explain to Doug what chow chow is.
It's just a combination of vegetables. It's just chow chow. It's got corn in it, and it's just, you just put it on everything. It's like a relish. Just put it on everything.
You can put it on your hot dog.
Scrambled eggs in the morning. Put it in your scrambled eggs.
I don't want corn on my hot dog, dude. But I'll take that regular green jelly. Yeah, regular green relish.
Well, we got mint jelly for a green jelly.
Mint jelly I used to put on lamb.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Tiny pickled, her beets. I forgot. Yeah, her
beets.
The tiny pickled.
Love pickled beets.
If you like beets.
Do you really?
Love pickled beets.
That's the one. I just don't have a taste for beets.
You should try hers. It's like the original old, very, you know, with the cinnamon, allspice, and
hate
everything.
I hate any beet other than a pickled beet.
Oh, I love pickled beets. Now, don't eat too many, because I've done that. If you eat a whole bunch, it could turn your urine red or even...
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, and you'll scare yourself. You'll think you're
bleeding. It actually does.
If you eat too much, if you eat a
whole
lot...
That's another reason not to eat them.
You plow them down because they taste good, and then all of a sudden you go to the bathroom, you may think you got a problem.
But that's a natural, that's the natural color in the beets, and it's really good for you. It's a bioflavonoid, and your body extracts what it doesn't need. So, strawberry pepper preserves, those sound good too. Corn cob jelly, caramel butters.
Apple butter's good. This is kind of an apple butter time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Because the apples are fresh.
Cherry jelly, peach mango salsa.
Peach mango salsa, by the way, outstanding.
You don't do anything like apple cider or anything like that, do you?
We do. We do have the Aspen apple cider mixes and the Aspen mixes and things like that, mulling spices and stuff like that. So, yeah, we also have the Bragg vinegar, apple vinegar and all those kind of things. Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. But no, I don't think we actually have like a apple cider by the gallon.
I get
what
you mean.
We don't do that.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
One of the best things we get off of Kathy's stuff, which is absolutely phenomenal, is her Vidalia onion relish. If you want to try anything in her line, I would probably say start with the bread and butter pickles, her just pickle relish or her Vidalia onion relish.
Does she do like a regular, I call it green relish because it's green.
Yeah, her just regular pickle relish is just absolutely sweet.
I put that
sweet
on a hot
pickle.
Dog any day.
It's called a sweet pickle relish. Oh, my. I actually never run out of that. I mean, I think I've got two jars in I always make sure I've got a backup jar on it.
For yourself.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever. Well, Liz helps me with that because I need help. But, yeah.
I'm
beyond help. But
you were doing so well there, Mike.
Yeah, I know. No, we always. That and then our private label dressings, too. We have summer tomato dressing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a creamy Vidalia onion dressing, poppy seed Vidalia onion dressing. I have some of those. I never run out of those because I'll put them on, BLT with the Vidalia onion creamy dressing on a BLT is so much better than mayonnaise or anything. It is absolutely phenomenal because a BLT is kind of like a salad. And if you put a salad dressing on that, you'll really step it up a notch. I mean, it is just absolutely phenomenal what you can do with the food. We actually had a tour group yesterday.
A what?
A tour group.
Oh, a tour group.
Tour group.
Yeah. Okay.
And, of course, we did the distancing and all that. We were able to do it. Liz is thinking about doing a high tea, okay. Christmas high tea. We're still trying to figure out the logistics on it to make sure that we're all safe and
compliant.
And all that, but compliant. But we had a really good time. It was just, I think we had like 10 people, but it was a lot of fun. So
well,
we are doing the luncheons, teas, and tours, $15 per person. It includes your entree and your drink and a dessert and a whole bit. So I think it's a real bargain. You can tip if you want, but generally
there
you don't
go.
Have to. Liz was so sweet yesterday. Everybody's giving her tips. So I gave her a tip. Yeah. Don't
that
do
was
that.
Nice of
don't
you.
Do that anymore.
You're not allowed to give the wife tip?
Yeah. No, I can't give her tips. I get in trouble. Hey, by the way, you want to... What? Leave me alone.
You know what? We're going to jump in right
all
right. Now.
All right. Yeah, before I really dig myself deep in
yes,
there. Yes,
absolutely.
All right.
Perfect place to take a break
yes,
for
thank
the news.
You, Scott.
News with Jeff Daly on the way, and then more with Mike King from Merry Manor. We'll be back next on Talk 101.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly in the Talk 101 newsroom. Some local and area schools are set to receive part of $2 million in grants to improve students' access to remote learning technology, according to State Senator Andy Menar. The Digital Equity Formula grants, funded by the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, are intended to help schools bridge the digital divide and offer students more reliable access to the technology they need to participate in e-learning. School districts can use the funds to expand connectivity and provide students with devices like computers or tablets. More than $80 million was awarded to 471 districts across the state, including 16 school districts in the 48th State Senate District. Closer to home, those districts include Taylorville, Pena, Litchfield, Nokomis, the Macon-Piatt Regional Office of Education, and DPS 61. Funding was distributed using a need-based formula. The full list of schools receiving funds is available on the Illinois State Board of Education's website. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White is extending the deadline to renew expired driver's licenses until early next year due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The previous deadline of November 1st has been pushed back to February 1st of 2021. The extension also covers licenses with expiration dates in October, November, December, and January. Driver's service facilities statewide were closed earlier this year during the pandemic, but several of them have reopened with social distancing measures in place. The Illinois University Academic Senate is moving forward with a resolution to change the school's mascot. The Senate voted in favor of the Kingfisher as the university's new mascot and is asking the chancellor to publicly condemn the use of the chief. The trustees board must still review the decision. The Kingfisher mascot is a stylized version of the bird first put forth by a student in the spring. Facebook users in Illinois can now apply to collect money from a settlement as a result of a class action lawsuit. The suit was filed over the social media platform's collection and storing of biometric data of users in the state without their consent. As part of the $650 million settlement, claimants could be eligible for payments of between $200 to $400, depending on the number of valid claims filed. Those covered by the settlement include Facebook users in Illinois who Facebook created and stored a face template after June 7th of 2011. Claimants must be a resident of the state for at least 183 days to be eligible, and claims must be filed by November 23rd. Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday announcing 1,848 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, including 22 additional confirmed deaths. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 279,114 cases statewide. And finally, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning the public about work-from-home scams. The jobs may be for stuffing envelopes or making crafts, requiring you to purchase materials to begin. The scams also include gifting clubs that are really pyramid schemes. Attorney General spokesperson Annie Thompson says many of the offers are likely bogus. Thompson asked the public to report any scams they come across to the Attorney General's office at illinoisattorneygeneral.gov. You can find more news waiting for you at DecaturRadio.com. I'm Jeff Daly in the Talk 101 newsroom.
The Springfield politicians are pushing a constitutional amendment on the November ballot.
It would give the General Assembly new powers to drastically change income taxes in Illinois.
If passed, Springfield politicians would have the power to create an unlimited number of tax brackets and raise income rates on every group of taxpayers at will, including middle-income families.
Their tax hike amendment would approve in advance any future tax increases politicians want to impose, with no limits, no accountability, and no voter approval of the rates.
and it would immediately authorize an initial $3 billion tax increase on small businesses, farmers, and large employers, further damaging our economy.
The tax hike amendment is a bad idea at the worst possible time. Join thousands of small businesses across Illinois and vote no.
Paid for by the Coalition to Stop the Proposed Tax Hike Amendment.
It's Farm Safety Week, and the staff of the Macon County Farm Bureau wants to remind everyone to slow down this harvest season and be alert. For our producers, that means slow down every few hours and simply take a break from what you are doing. Drivers, when you see farm equipment, slow down and give them enough time to get off the road safely so you can pass safely. Simply slowing down means everyone can enjoy a safe, productive, and happy fall. This message brought to you by the Macon County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Up before daylight, working hard all day, doing chores late into the evening, taking those off-farm jobs to earn extra money. It's tough being a farmer these days, and it's dangerous too. Farmers, remember to slow down and take frequent breaks off your equipment when running in the fields. Drivers on rural roads, slow down and allow the operator of that big equipment you see in the fields time to get safely over and allow you to pass. This message brought to you by Sloan Implement Company, online at sloans.com.
Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, sponsored by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. At Tanzius Logan, they want to remind you when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is relieved of any financial burden. Learn more at leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
You started a new chapter, so write new stories. This is your house. Make it your home. Take pictures and turn them into memories. You knew this day would come, and so did we. So let's write a new story together. Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. We'll meet you there.
Earth Mover Credit Union. Friends, family, and you.
It's Farm Safety Week, and State Representative Dan Calkins wants to remind you to slow down this harvest season and be alert. For producers, that means slow down every few hours and simply take a break from what you're doing. Drivers, when you see farm equipment, slow down and give them enough time to get off the road safely so you can pass safely. Simply slowing down means everyone can enjoy a safe, productive, and happy fall. This message brought to you by State Representative Dan Calkins, wishing everyone a safe and productive fall. Your Talk 101 weather forecast is brought to you by Gailey Eye Clinic. Offering the latest technology and medical advancements in eye care, Gailey Eye Clinic, focused on you. For a location near you, visit GaileyEyeClinic.com.
Hi, I'm WAND TV meteorologist Anthony Peoples with a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It may be fall, but it's going to feel like summer over the next few days. Mostly cloudy, 77 today, 53 tonight, sunny skies tomorrow and Friday, 79 Thursday, 82 Friday, breezy and warmer Saturday, 85. We have a chance of a shower Saturday night, then back to a sun and cloud mix and 80 on Sunday. Much cooler as we head into early next week. Highs by Tuesday near 70. Let's look at your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND. I'm meteorologist Anthony Peoples.
Three great ways to listen online at DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Dunn.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back. It is Herb Talk with Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm. And now that we got the pickle eaten out of the way, we can get to some other stuff, Mike. And we got a big giveaway coming up.
Oh, my gosh. We've got three that we're doing. Plus, when you come into the store, you can get the trial size of the new chapter, Whole Omega, really pure, naturally pure, not purified, really good fish oil. It's a trial size, 1,000 milligram, tin soft gel. Approximate retail value is $5.99. All you have to do is make a purchase and ask for it, and we'll give it to you along with your purchase as a free item. So we're out of the Zyflamin. What?
Yummo.
Oh, yeah. We're out of the Zyflamin. Those went really fast. That's the really nice after-exercise pain reliever from New Chapter. Saw a box from, I think it was Garden of Life in the back, full of things to give away. So just listen in every week on Thursdays at 6 to 7, and you may win something.
There you go.
Okay, bing, bing, bing. First thing, we've been giving these away. I think I've only got two left now. It is the mug. I guess I would call it a mug. Clean canteen, insulated tumbler. $24.95 retail value. 4 hours hot, 20 hours ice. They are absolutely awesome. Climate lock insulation, straw, lid, everything. It's good to go. We'll, Scott, you'll just do the, have people call in when we let you know there. But this, first thing is the what we will call the mug. So we were going to be giving away a mug. We also have from New Chapter. Oh, by the way, the mug is from Europharma, the one that makes the Curamin product. It's a great pain reliever and anti-inflammatory. You might want to look into that, Scott. That would be something very good if you have any aches or pains.
Okay.
And absolutely phenomenal product. New Chapter, stainless steel shaker, bottle, and a protein packet drink. We have the vanilla or chocolate. These are vegan. Absolutely phenomenal. They taste yummy, yummy. You like the pickles. If you're into a protein drink, I actually put a little in my coffee in the morning. Very convenient. There's a chocolate and vanilla flavor. Everything. It has all the bells and whistles. Organic, 100% vegan, no artificial colors or flavors. Very good tasting. You know, sometimes protein drinks get chalkier. They have an off flavor or anything like that. These are absolutely phenomenal. And they have a lot of other things in there, too. They have the pomegranate, the tart cherry, the passion fruit, bilberry, turmeric, all kinds of things. Acai berry. So you're going to get a lot of nutrients. You're going to get the pure vegan protein from the mung bean, the brown rice, hemp, chia, sunflower, flax, and actually organic pumpkin. Pumpkin seeds are very, very good for you, too. They're actually good for your prostate and your bladder. So you get a really good protein, and this is going to be given away. It's about a $14 value. The New Chapter stainless steel shaker. Last but not least, total value of almost $81. We finally got our ViroPro elderberry immune blend in. If anybody's wanting to boost your immune system, how much time do we have here, Scott? Because I
want to. Got 8 minutes.
Okay, great. Because I want to kind of explain a little bit about this product, and then we'll be giving it away. It's a two pack. So we've got the ViroPro, and then we have the new ginseng. It is like one of the best ginsengs on the market. It's just very, very good. It's the HDR80 ginseng, and I think everybody's getting really great results. They actually have one for men for libido, too. They've added some other ingredients in there to help boost your testosterone and all of that. But this is a ginseng beyond any other ginseng, and you know how great ginseng is. So we'll start with the ViroPro in this twin pack. Again, the value, the suggested retail on this ViroPro Elderberry Immune Blend is $36.49. We just got it in. There's been a really short supply of elderberry because it's a very good for your immune system and fighting viruses, and I think you can go figure from there why actually last year's crop was completely taken up, and now it's just starting to come in again, so we're getting our elderberry products. But it helps to stop colds, flu, and even shingles. Elderberry is an absolutely phenomenal product, and I think if you know you would look at the research, it's really great. But this particular ViroPro blend has the vitamin A, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, the magnesium, calcium, zinc, and again, selenium. So it's got a lot of things in there that really help to support your immune system, keeping it finely tuned. Again, the company says in any viral attack, Terry Limeron, my good friend, he owns the company, Europharma, he says he recommends a heavy initial dosage to quickly get your immune system back into balance. Consider doing that for the first couple of days and then work back to a lower dosage as you feel healthier again. This combination is meant to be used every day because our immune system needs support throughout the year for you to stay healthy. And it also helps for, again, respiratory infections. And there's about 300 milligrams of elderberry, plus the AC, the D3, the minerals, which support your immune system, like the zinc and the selenium. Just a really, really good product. And I was amazed, you know, that they're recommending it even for the herpes, like the shingles and the warts, and also for colds and flu. So it's a really super strong antiviral product. We're giving away one of these for free in this pack. The other product that's in the pack is the ginseng. Ginseng is good for all-day energy, mental and physical endurance, recovery from serious disease, adaptability to physical and psychological stress. We all need that.
Yep.
Libido and stamina improvement, concentration and focus. And again, it's one of these things that helps the body and the mind to adapt to stress, and it boosts your overall health. I think if you look up ginseng, the problem with ginseng has been it can be adulterated with a lot of fungicides and herbicides and so forth because it takes so long to grow. But they have absolutely got this new production facility over in Europe. It's won a lot of awards. They don't use any chemicals or anything. It's very natural. They do a special high-tech growing process, fermentation process. The way they make this product, it is giving you what we call the noble ginsenosides, which is the active important ingredients in there, and they've really boosted them. If you've had ginseng before, it's kind of like riding a bicycle. This is like the Learjet. I mean, it'll get you around the world. This stuff, I've never seen any better ginseng, and you can actually feel it. The longer you take it, the better I think that you'll be feeling. But ginseng's been around for, I think, over 5,000 years. And this is the red ginseng. This is one of the most adaptogenic, and it comes from Panax ginseng, which is used over in Asia. So the value, suggested retail value of this box here is $37.95, about $36.49 on the other one. So it's a total value of around $80. And we will be giving that away to, I think, whatever caller when we get ready to do that. So we've got three giveaways. We have the mug, which we've been giving away. I think we only have a couple left, so if you're really wanting those, please call. We'll be giving away the protein, stainless steel protein shaker with a protein pack from New Chapter. And then again, from Europharma, we're going to be giving away this double pack of the new ViroPro Elderberry Immune Blend and the new Red Ginseng that is just fast results, more energy, better physical health, cognitive performance, improved sleep, and overall satisfaction. 92% of individuals in a group taking the red ginseng with noble ginsenosides rated it very highly, and they got the results that they were looking for. So if you need that little extra energy boost and just kind of feeling more on top of your game, I think that would be something that you could look into. Or you can just call in, win it for free, and you'll just come out to Mary Mann to pick it up. Now, I think we've got a couple minutes left here, right, Scott? Maybe 2 minutes? Oh, good. We're going to be giving away this bike. I've got some details on it. We'll be starting the drawing October 1st, and it'll go through December 1st. There's no purchase required, and we'll be following all the regulations and so forth, but we'll just have you can come out, put your name, phone number, address, put it in the tub, and we'll have maybe one of our employees or somebody. Maybe I should do it on the show here. Have one of you guys pick out of the big tub who's going to win this bike.
Make Doug draw it, so that way they're mad at him if they don't win.
There you go. Let's do that. Yeah, don't you think that'd be great, Doug? We get everybody mad at you for not winning this bike.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Poor Doug. Oh, wow.
You got lime pickles, though.
I do. Yeah. I can't. I also got red cinnamon pickles, too.
Right.
This is a Schwinn Baywood bicycle. It's a one-speed, very sturdy, navy blue, and it's basically a women's cruiser. I think anybody could use this. It's what they have the pass-through.
You know what? That'd be nice for older people like me.
Yeah.
It'd be easier to get on.
And it's got a little rack on the back. It's got fenders, and it's got a little rack on the back. It's got one of those, instead of one of those little tiny seats, it's got a nice cushiony seat.
See, I like the fender because that keeps mud from going up your
back. Oh, yeah. And it's just like the old Schwinn bikes we grew up with, Doug.
Exactly.
I know. And look at the handlebars. They kind of give you plenty of room for your knees and your legs. Yeah. Gives you a lot of room there.
Let me guess. You've put that together already?
No, it is still in a box.
I actually kind of pictured you riding around in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, tested it out. Yeah, well,
in, crying to Liz, I got a scraped knee because I fell.
Oh, anyway, it's a really cool looking bike, and it's got orange tires or something, orange and navy. Yeah. I don't know. It's just really
cool.
All
right, let's do this.
Suggested retail value on it's about $250.
And what are we doing? How are we giving that away?
We'll start in October.
We've got three giveaways that we've got to do.
Yeah, we got to get going. Yeah.
And on these three giveaways, the first giveaway is going to be what?
We'll give away the mug first.
Okay.
Clean,
you want
canteen.
This one. This is nice.
Yeah,
you want
$25
this
value, insulated tumbler, 16 ounce, 4 hours hot, 20 hours iced, and it is good.
All right, second giveaway is what?
It is the protein shaker, the stainless steel protein shaker with a little protein pack.
And the third giveaway is what?
The $80 value ViroPro supplement. This is a whole full box. I mean, it's not a trial size or anything. And along with that, it's in a little nice, pretty little plastic package with a ribbon. Along with that is the ginseng, the brand new red ginseng from Rior Pharma.
All right, we're going to give them away to callers 1, 2, and 3. So if you get a busy signal, keep trying. If it's ringing, keep trying. Callers 1, 2, and 3 get the opportunity to win. We'll do that next on Talk 101.
Rural hospitals are vital to Illinois families and our economy. But Betsy Londrigan supports a government takeover of our healthcare system that could force over half of America's rural hospitals to close down. Here in Illinois, we could lose 39 rural hospitals. Betsy Londrigan's liberal healthcare plan would destroy jobs and jeopardize our care, hurting families with pre-existing conditions the most. A Madigan Machine politician, liberal Betsy Londrigan would make Washington worse. Congressman Rodney Davis is on our side. Rodney is taking on the big insurance companies and drug companies to protect families with pre-existing conditions and to lower prescription drug prices. And Rodney secured funding for PPE for our healthcare heroes and voted to make coronavirus testing free for every Illinois family. Congressman Rodney Davis fights for us.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
Have you got a great collector or classic car, maybe a barn find, and you'd like to have it restored? Right here in Decatur, Automotive Restoration and Custom Design at 1932 South Taylorville Road handles all automotive restoration work from classic to current cars. Give Greg a call at 519-8782. See them on Facebook or their website, automotiverestorationandcustomdesign.com. Automotive Restoration and Custom Design, bringing your history back for all restorations.
Ever feel like something's off? For farmers like you, it's all too common. That's why at Golden Harvest, we're always on. Bringing you the unique genetics, agronomic expertise, and tireless service that surpass conditions. Because no matter how things are today, they'll be different tomorrow. And we'll still be here, doing whatever it takes for you. Because even in off days, we don't take days off. Visit goldenharvestseeds.com.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. And Mike, we had Crystal, we had Gail, and we had Todd.
Yes.
All as winners. What did Todd win, by the way?
Okay, Todd won the double pack of the ViroPro with the red ginseng. So that's one of those things you could – actually, a ViroPro is something you could take during the cold and flu season, take one of those every day as a preventative to help support your immune system. And the red ginseng is one of the best adaptogens. It's just going to make you feel, you know, like the product says, more energy, more endurance, again, better concentration, focus, just – and even sleep, the whole bit. It's going to really help you with all
everybody
that.
That won needs to go out to Merryman to pick up their prizes. And,
yes.
You know, Crystal, enjoy your mug. And Gail, enjoy your shaker bottle. And Todd, enjoy
the supplements.
Yeah, enjoy your supplements. So,
yes, thank
there you.
Go. And you have a week. If you can't pick it up within a week, please call us because we will re-gift it if you don't pick it up in about a week. So
Debbie giving us a little note saying that she loves the lime pickles and her kids always like the cinnamon pickles. She said, unfortunately, she hadn't had either in almost 30 years.
Oh, go to Merryman. You can get them today.
Debbie, go to Merryman.
And if your kids are grown up, don't give them any.
Yeah, or better yet, send them to get your pickles.
There you go.
I happen to know they're grown up, so send the kids to get the pickles, Debbie. There you go.
The pickles.
All right, what else are we doing this morning, sir?
Well, we still have the Defense Max, which is, again, like we have the ViroPro. We're getting in a lot of products. We did get some zinc in the other day. We got completely wiped out of zinc. I don't know what happened. Zinc is really not in that short supply. We are getting it in from a lot of different vendors, but for some reason, somebody must have talked about it in the news or something. But we do have zinc out at Merryman, and it's in a lot of our formulations for the immune system.
Let's go to the All Secret right. Garden phone lines. Good morning, Talk 101. Who's this?
Hey, guys. This is Phil.
Hey, Phil. You got a question for Mike?
I do. My brother-in-law works for a company in Houston. They produce krill oil. What's the difference between krill oil and fish oil?
Yeah, we've talked about that before on the show. That's a very good question. And I actually did a huge listing about, you know, the difference between all of those different things. The krill oil is very high in the astaxanthin. And again, it's some of the processing and so forth probably isn't as good as the my very favorite of all the oils. If you want to get into a good fish or ocean oil, would be the Vectomega from Eurofarma. Krill oil, again, I probably could next week give you, we have got a huge listing of comparing, you know, the flax oil, the fish oils, the different processed oils. I should probably, I'll make a note and I'll bring that in and I can list off all of the differences. There's quite a few differences between the krill oil and the fish oil. Krill oil is not as sustainable, and it is, again, just the really big things that stand out. It's not as sustainable. The purity maybe isn't quite as great as we would like, and it's also a little pricey, too. Sometimes people like the krill oil because it's very high in the astaxanthin, but if you get a really good fish oil, it's going to be high in that carotenoid or that flavonoid, which is a carotenoid, too. So I think that's why people go with the krill oil, because they get a little bit of the more of the anti-inflammatory response, and it's good for your eyes and things like that. But so is a really good, high-quality fish oil, like maybe a Vectomega from Eurofarma. That's one of my favorites. The one a day, you don't get that return, that fish taste or anything like that. And it's very reasonably priced, and it's the one that I personally take. I really like that. So did that help you there, Betty?
It did. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. And again, I think I'm going to make a note here. I'll go over that again, because it does get complicated with these fish oils. And that's what we do out at Merryman. We try to, you know, research everything and get the best products we can at the lowest cost. But we always look at the quality as always number one with us.
And I want to also thank you for the mug I got last week. That thing really worked. That works fantastic.
Oh, well, you're sure welcome. Yeah, it's a great, our giveaway stuff, we try to get good quality on our giveaways. We're not giving away junk, but I'm glad you enjoy that. Yeah, it's a really cool mug. In fact, they were fighting over them in the office. I'm like, you can't have these. These are for our customers.
Well, it definitely does the job.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and thank you for your business, and hopefully we'll see you again soon, buddy.
Thanks, Phil.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
All right. We have got just about enough time for you, mister, to talk a little bit about where you're at and how to get in touch with you and how to shop online.
Merryman Herbs, 1405 Merryman Lane in Decatur, Illinois. You can give us a call at 217-429-1555. That's 217-429-1555. You can find us on the web at merryman.com. That's MARIMANN.com. Or if you want to shop, just go to shopmerryman.com. You can find us on Facebook at Merryman Herbs with an S. Again, 1405 Merryman Lane. We're open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday and noon to 5 on Sundays. So we're open every day.
And thanks for the pickles.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy that. No fighting, guys. Do not fight. Doug, I'll tell you what. I'll just let you take the
I'm taking
cinnamon.
Both of them. Just shut
up. Oh, you're going to take them both? Really? You're going to let him do that?
I am.
He's nice.
Wow. You are nice.
He's a nice guy.
And I'm glad you like this, because I know you're a little particular about, you know, food.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you like it, it's really
good. If I like
them,
they're good. They're good.
Oh, well, thank you, Doug. Thank you.
And thank you for bringing them in.
Oh, no worries.
Go to Mike's and get what is Kathy's Kitchen Products.
Yes. Oh, yes. And we have so much more gourmet. Can't believe it.
He's either saying whoopee or wrap it up.
Yeah, one or the other. All right, you guys. Have a great day.
Mike, thank you. Mike King from Merryman Herb Farm with Herb Talk. Right now, Jeff Nally with a look at agribusiness news from the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Former chief economist for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Joe Glauber, warned recently that billions of dollars in payments to farmers to offset trade wars and the COVID-19 impacts could attract attention on an international level. That's exactly what's happening. Canada, the European Union, India, Australia, Brazil, Paraguay, New Zealand, Europe.